chapter on Mishnah 9, Hasamu Beres, carrying on from the last Mishnah away, but if she was pregnant and they don't know the identity of her husband, Va'amrila, Mati Vishal Uba Zeh, what's the nature of this fetus? Who's the father of the fetus? And she says, Ma'ish Ploini V'Kohen, who she says, the father of this fetus is a Kohen. Now, do we believe her? And if the fetus is born, let's say the child is a female, right? Can the child marry a Kohen? Right? Or is the father of the child someone who would make the child prohibited from marrying a kohen, like a mamza? So Rabban Gamliel, the Rebbe Elazar, Eirim Ne'emenes, they say that she is believed again, same as the last Mishnah, that there is a presumptive status, and therefore the child can marry into the kuna. Not only can the mother, but even the child can marry into the kuna. Rabbi Yeshua, Eimer, he says, Loma pia anu chayin el ha-reizu b'cheskas m'beres anasin l'mamza. We don't believe her. We hold that she was she's presumed pregnant from a nasin or a mamza, and until she brings a proof for her words, and therefore both, according to him, both mother and the daughter are disqualified from marrying a kohen until she can prove who the father was. And until she can prove who the father was, we don't believe her, says Rabbi Yeshua.